The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So a few years ago, we had a kid? I'd almost say a kid. Joshua Parker, who came into the studios back when we were in New York. And he actually started his own company.
Joshua, how old were you when you were on the show with us?
17.
17. You started your company in at 11.
Yes, 11. So I started making maple syrup when I was 11 on a school field trip. They showed us how. I went home and boiled it on a stove. And then when I was the next year, my grandparents bought me a small evaporator to boil it in my backyard. And then when I was 15, I was like, this is something I can do. If I do it well enough, I won't have to go to college. Dad, will you help me? You know,
that's
and
good inspiration
so
there.
He said, if the bank is crazy enough to co-sign on a loan, I'll do it. And or give us a loan, I'll co-sign on it. And so we went to the bank. The bank said yes. And we went into business together.
He's really the crazy one there, by the way. He's co-signing. The bank is
how great
is that?
How great is that to have a dad like that?
That's awesome. It really is. I mean, he was none of this would be possible without him.
Yeah.
And so having a dad like that has been amazing.
So, okay. So you started making real maple syrup. And this is no joke. My son drinks it straight from the bottle. He really does. We get your syrup. When we yes. get it, we can't keep. We have to hide it. I swear to you. He's 13, and he sees your syrup, and he's like, "Oh my gosh! No, Rafe! No, those are for pancakes." So anyway, he's your biggest fan. He's your biggest fan. So you started making the maple syrup, and it
yes.
went really well.
Yes.
And what's happened since?
So after I first got that first loan and went into business, I had my first year of making a lot of syrup in upstate New York. I'm from way up by the Canadian border, where it's maple country. And then in June of 2015, I was actually on the show with you. And so that was really our first big thing where we all of a sudden got a whole bunch of online orders, and we started to kind of be substantiated as a real national brand. And so after that, by the end of that year, we were in 500 stores.
Unbelievable.
And so we had grown. And
jeez.
Then last fall, we went on the show Shark Tank. And there's no deal. And that was okay. But this year, we've expanded. We've come out with an organic maple cotton candy, a maple butter, which is a delicious spread.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, the maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh. Would you please introduce your wife? She's
yes,
sitting here.
Yes.
Please introduce your wife.
This is my wife, Allie Parker. We got married in January of this year. And so we are in.
You guys are breaking. How old
together.
Are you?
I'm 19 and she's 21.
That's breaking every rule of society. That is so great.
You're making everyone in the audience feel like failures. I hope you realize that.
I know.
I do.
We do secretly hate you.
Yes. But you brought us cotton candy, so we'll let you in anyway. And Al, you're actually the chief marketing officer for the company?
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
So we actually met at CPAC. I was working for the Ted Cruz campaign. And so. Yeah,
but it's just amazing because we really believe and have kind of bonded over the fact that that business is the most powerful platform for ministry, and so we can take these products that God has given us and bring it to the rest of America in new delicious ways, and really be able to change people's lives through business. And so working together this year, we've launched into two regions of Costco, two regions of Whole Foods, Wegmans, and a handful of other retailers. And you know, God has just been very, very good to us this year, and it's been an amazing journey since we started.
So you're in Wegmans and who else?
Costco, Wegmans, oh, wow. Whole Foods, Costco, and a few others.
Whole Foods too.
Yes.
Wow.
This is about to be in my mouth as well.
Yeah, no, this is Parker's Maple Cotton Candy. Yes. There's two quotes on here, which I think are great. 114 servings, calories per serving. The biggest serving of the best tasting 114 calories ever. Mark Cuban said that. Wow. And then there's another quote underneath your signature and your little face. Let's see. When I first produced my first bottle of Parker's 100% real maple syrup as an 11-year-old in 2009, I saw a day when I would when it could cover the earth. Okay, just most pancakes and waffles in America. Parker's real maple butter and real maple cotton candy soon followed, and I knew it had to be shared. Made from real cane sugar, real maple sugar. Hope you enjoy the delicious, smooth, not too sweet, 100% maple cotton candy. Your taste buds will never forget. Then you sign it, and underneath it says John 15:5.
Yes.
What is John 15:5?
So it's, I am the branches, you are the... I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And so it's just, it's something that when I was 15 and designed our first package, it was something that I put on there. And it was just, to me, it was like this company, there's no reason for my dad to say yes. There's no reason for the bank to say yes. There's no reason for all the people who helped along the way to say yes. And every night it was just me praying like, God, please, you know, please open the store and I'll do everything I can to make this happen. And he did, and he, and it was just, it truly showed that, when you are willing to work hard, but also, put praying and faith first, there's nothing that God won't open or make happen for you. So
that's great. I mean, it's so you see capitalism be vilified so often. Yeah. And then you hear things like that. I mean, and also, you eat things like cotton candy.
This is really good. Now, let me ask you this.
I've never had anything like that before.
You realize when you hit my age, you're going to be fat like me. Because there's absolutely no way. I used to be skinny like you. I could eat anything.
And I was really impressed with Ali when I first started this, because I'm like, wow, Chief Marketing Officer 20. This is the marketing. This is going to be the easiest job in the world.
It is.
Cotton candy made out of maple syrup.
It's really good.
It's really delicious. And it has that maple taste. So
right.
What's it like trying to grow a company like this? Mm-hmm. I'm always fascinated by these stories. I'm addicted to that podcast, How I Built That. Have you guys listened to that?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems like you should be on it. But just going through and taking it from, hey, I went on a school trip and got maple syrup and figured out how to make it, to get to Wegmans and Costco. What is that process like? And make the answer long so I can eat this.
Well, I mean, a lot of it is just getting the word out that, you know, we exist. There's so many maple companies already on the market. And what we're trying to do is just kind of reinvent the maple industry. We're taking products like maple syrup and we're making it into maple butter, maple cotton candy.
Is maple, excuse my ignorance, is maple big around the rest of the world?
So I mean, it's not around the rest of the world, but the Northeast is definitely the wheelhouse of it. Right. And then the rest of the country is beginning to hop on board. And so there was actually a study done by the University of Rhode Island that said that, you know, maple's high in antioxidants, has a lower glycemic index than most honeys, and they called it a superfood. And so we just kind of hit it where I had a passion for real maple. All of a sudden, there was these health articles coming out saying that real maple is good for you. And it's actually, you know, if you're going to eat sugar, you should eat maple. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of hit that curve right at the right time. And we have the right products at the right time. And so we've been able to really get traction through that. And as you said, I mean, capitalism gets vilified so much. And when you look at companies that even some of the ones that you're just talking about that are really good, I mean, Chick-fil-A, I think that we do a good job of this. I think that they're like Nature Nate's Honey here in Dallas puts God first. There's a whole list of companies that really do take capitalism and the free markets and turn it into something good and benefit people's lives. Yeah. And so that's what
capitalism
really
is supposed to be.
Yes,
it's supposed to be serving people.
Yeah, you know what I want to do is I want to take a big handful of this. I want to put it in pancake batter and then make the pancakes with it inside. Have you done this yet?
I have not tried that yet.
He's a food scientist.
I am.
He'd make you look like a rookie. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks for coming
Thank you so much.
Okay, so if you don't, give a website for people who don't have it in the grocery store.
It's parkersmaple.com. parkersmaple.com. And again, it's in Costco and Wegmans and Whole Foods.
So good to meet you guys. Keep breaking all of the rules.
We are married young.
Yeah.
So there's hope for millennials. I mean, we're really trying to grow this company and work hard to do it. Really there's hope for America. You know, we think that if we can inspire other young entrepreneurs or people who maybe don't have what my dad was to me, I think that we can, help the next generation really pursue free markets and free people. So
if my son turns out to be half as focused as you are, I will have done a great job. Your father did amazing, amazing work. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
It is parkersmaple.com. Josh is on Twitter as well, Josh C. Parker, and at parkersmaple. Get this food and put it in your mouth. It's very good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. It's my commercial.
And so good, my son drinks it right out of the bottle.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitvestIRA.com. That's BitvestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.